planned liftoff last night from Cape Canaveral, Florida. And former President Trump back in a Manhattan courtroom this morning, facing a fresh threat of jail time if he tries to defend himself by speaking out. Former president under a gag order. More details at srnnews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes by the end of the week, but for now, this early summer preview continues. Today, we'll see a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 91. The record, by the way, is 92. Can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area, but the rain chances are very small today and tomorrow. Low tonight down to about 73. Wednesday's high, 93, would tie the record. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by Thursday and Thursday night ahead of a strong front, and then much cooler by Friday night and over the weekend. Highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is issuing a warning after the U.S. House passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. That bill claims to be an effort to deal with anti-Semitic protests on college campuses. Tuberville was warning that the bill could be broadly interpreted in a way that silences all free speech. He says that people must be free to say what they think and that the only line they must not cross is in taking actions that affect other people's lives. Tuberville says there are all kinds of hate speech out there, and if the U.S. government endeavors to curb all of that, then they're essentially taking away the rights of people. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A man from Citronella is under arrest for shooting his wife's boyfriend. 54-year-old Autry Reed got into an argument with Jeremy Kelly, the new boyfriend to Reed's estranged wife. Reed ultimately pulled out a shotgun, shooting Kelly in the arm. Kelly is in stable condition at a hospital. Police had to search for Reed after he took off after that shooting. His shotgun was found in a nearby pond. A recall has been issued for Planters peanut products due to possible listeria contamination. The products are shipped to Publix grocery stores as well as Dollar Tree stores in the states of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and North Carolina. The 4-ounce packages of Planters honey roasted peanuts and the 8-ounce Planters lightly salted mixed nuts are all part of the recall. So far, there are no reports of illnesses caused by the contamination. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
He's not a real electrician.
Don't raise Andy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Was that not as exciting as I was at the start of the show, or were you just early?
I just wanted to mix it up, Scott.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome into the program. We are back, everyone, starting off the second half of the show. We're going to get to your phone calls. We'll take them in topical order. Charles I of Dewanee wants to talk about the protest, and then we'll get to Democrat Dale. Charles I of Dewanee, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on. Good morning, ladies. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your program is staying on a topic, even with cannibalism, because it is staying on the conscious idea of being divorced from humanity. Got me?
Oh, yeah. Very good. We knew that the whole time, Charles I. Yes. That was the point.
Yeah. But your last caller was kind of acting like it wasn't.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is I got the firsthand experience of that, and you remember this, Scott, because I tried to my best to help those persons that were in the mental health facilities that Bob Riley closed down. They were all in need of doctor's care, went to the jails, didn't know what to do with them, couldn't put them in the population. Eventually, after so much homelessness of nowhere to go, they wound up three strikes and you're in prison. And they were harmed terribly by the fellow inmates. You go across to this side of the prison and take these drugs or are harmed otherwise.
Okay.
So they were placed through no fault of their own in isolated single cells that may not even have a light bulb.
Okay.
And for me to get persons to just listen to me because they say, oh, they did something wrong. You know what I mean, Scott? It took a lot, and it made me realize, boy, you have really got to paint the picture of a situation thoroughly to someone, or their day-to-day goings-on makes them not recognize, you know. And as you know, eventually we did get Commissioner Ham to at least get someone in there to see them ever so often.
Okay.
Some of them went for years without seeing a person. They may not even get fed because the inmates do the feeding. There's not enough guards. But
okay.
I wanted to bring up that as far as my own personal view of divorce from humanity consciousness that seems to be occurring. And the difference in someone not realizing how terrible a guillotine is it talked about or even said, compared to what you said the guy from Mississippi did, being nearly nothing in comparison. It's like a psychological something going on that's taking empathy away. Any of that make sense?
No, it kind of does, yes.
And I just wanted to bring that up because it did seem like it was a part of the idea of of the concept of being divorced from humanity. Really, we just need to ask, what do we need to do about it, and are we participating in it?
Fair enough. Thanks, Charles, for us to do any. We appreciate you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, taking the empathy away is...
Would that be a spiritual thing?
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's almost like our hearts are waxing cold.
Imagine that.
I don't know. I mean, it just seems like it's possible. Let's go to Democrat Dale. Democrat Dale, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Previous caller was right on point, made some good points. Which lady brought up War Eagle in this?
That would be Allison. She's from Tennessee.
Well, listen, War Eagle is like almost Jesus endorsed, and the rest of your stuff you're talking about was like a cancer STD, stuff that needs to be eradicated.
Cancerous STD.
Brought into this, okay? All right, on our saga to try to stop cell phones in our state prisons, I thought the problem was just a couple of $1 million and some, you know, sex trafficking drug organizations. But I talked with some folks who is actually been trying to do something for years, and they've got like almost 37% to 40% of the major crimes that happen out of Alabama, the fraud on our businesses, the fraud on our senior citizens, the drug sales, the sex trafficking, the witness intimidation is being orchestrated and directed from our state prisons. And it's hundreds of millions of dollars. I thought it was a problem. It's an epidemic. So the reason it hasn't been stopped is the FCC will not allow cell phone jammers in our state prison. And this is in, you have groups from Florida, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama trying to get an exemption from the FCC to get this done.
So somebody is working on it, Democrat Dale.
They are, but I don't understand why we have not got Senator Tuberville involved or Katie Twitt, because it's going to take somebody to lean on the FCC to get this done. But the people that, and most folks, what they do is in our state senators and representatives and DOC people, as soon as they find out that there's an FCC regulation on this, they just stick their head in the sand and say there's nothing we can do. A couple of people who are actively working on this is Mr. John Hamm.
Okay.
And they're also, I don't know the man, but he seems to be really working on this. And some of the people I talked to actually return your phone calls and do what they say is, I talked to somebody named Cam Ward. I don't know him personally, but he's actually really good about returning phone calls and do what he says he's going to do. But
yeah, he used to be in the legislature.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to, obviously, being the Democrat, Dale's not going to go very far with Tommy Tuberville, Katie Twitt, but it's going to take them. And this, Scott, is a problem where you could stop so much violent crime and white-collar fraud with almost no money involved.
Right.
And I just, baffling to me why this is being done.
Well, Democrat Dale, I think you coming on this show, and you probably call others, is getting the ball rolling for sure. And next time I see Senator Tuberville or one of his staffers, I'll definitely try to remember to bring this up. And I'm pretty sure that Katie Britt, I mean, she's a mom, she's a mother, and if anybody could get it done, she probably could.
Oh, she's definitely in it. If you could get her out of the kitchen long enough, maybe she could do something about this. That would probably help. I don't know about that. But this is a real serious problem, and it affects everybody in the state of Alabama. Well, folks, I appreciate your show. Y'all have a great day. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Weagle. Thanks, Democrat Dale.
I will say,
I'm for putting the jammers in whether the FCC likes it or not.
I'm
you
way
know
more in
we
favor
could,
of
we
that.
Could apply for the waiver and put them in anyway.
Is this like one of those times where you say, just do what you want?
Just do this.
And make them tell
rights.
You no?
So we're going to keep them from using their cell phones in the freaking prisons. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, we're the FCC. We're the federal government. And we say, why don't y'all shut up? You don't have anything else to do?
Why? But did Democrat Dale give us a reason of why they say you can't? Is it a like free speech, First Amendment, whatever, even
me.
In prison?
Oh, someone else might be near the prison and need to. It's just, you just want to say, you just want to slap somebody sometime. I'm not advocating for
violence and assault and battery, but sometimes there are some human beings that at one point in their life need a swift...
kick in the tail?
Yeah, or backhand. Either one.
Yeah, I am watching Suits, and I've told you all that before, but I'm just now getting the part where Mike Ross goes to prison.
Yes.
And cell phones are a problem. I am fully
that's
on board.
You knew.
Yes, now I know cell phones need to go.
I'd like to talk to Dale about what's going on in Walker County at some time.
He might know.
I'd like to do it off the air. I don't want to.
I know close to where Dale lives. He probably knows.
I just listened to a podcast.
But he's mostly an expert in Jefferson County.
Well, but I bet he knows some things.
You think he does?
I'm concerned. Just about prisons and...
Hey, go back to the... Joey Clark wrote an op-ed. Can you pull that back up? Katie Britt is doing something about cell phones.
Is she?
She wants your kids off social media. Joey Clark...
Are we back to that again?
...wrote this brilliantly. And it's just asking the question, is this another moral panic or something very real that needs legal remedy?
The bill, it says it sets the minimum age for social media use at 13, mandated by the government.
Okay.
And then what was, there was something else, 13.
So, you know, it's just, do we need to do this or not?
I don't know.
I don't.
Maybe.
Is that government overreach?
I don't know. We got to decide. You know, some people say making drugs illegal is government overreach, even though we outlawed opiates because we were destroying the country in the late, 1880s, 1890s, and early 19... When did we make opiates? Well, Coca-Cola first had cocaine in it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So...
What are your thoughts on that, Abs?
I think it's probably overreach, but I also think that... I wrote my column this weekend was about something we talked about before, but this whole idea of hacking parenting and hacking childhood, they're so drugged up. The kids are based off Abigail Schreier's book. They're so drugged up. But the other problem is there are very real mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to just drug them immediately rather than deal with the problem. And so part of the problem is social media. That's part of the problem. So,
and why would we do it at 13?
So I don't know why that age has been picked, but it's an interesting question. I do recognize that it is a huge problem, but is it the government's business to do that? I would tend to say, no, it's not.
I mean...
My first response is with you, no, it's not. But then my second response is, you know, if it really is really bad... You can never get everybody in your little group, even in your friend group. Okay, look, none of us are going to give our kids cell phones. Okay? And everybody's like, I promise. 2 months later, Allison's giving her kids the cell phone. You know what I'm saying? Because Abs would take longer than you. You would give in quicker.
That's funny.
True?
I don't know. Actually,
okay, I'll give in quicker.
Collins is almost 16 and she does not have an iPhone. She does not.
She doesn't want it though.
Oh no, she wants it.
When did your other kids get one?
Well, so my oldest, who's 21, got one at 11 or 12 because we didn't.
It was different then.
We didn't know how bad it. I feel so stupid. It's like our grandparents with cigarettes.
Yeah, didn't know.
We didn't know how bad. Then Jennings was a little later. Jeb is almost 18. He just got an iPhone this year.
He had the other kind of flip phone.
I will give my kids the phones before y'all will in the community. But what I'm saying is, it would be easier if none of their peers had it. And then it wouldn't be, well, why am I the only one on it? Well, because none of y'all are getting it.
Well, and here we thought we were just giving it to them so they could communicate after practice and when they needed a ride.
Right.
That was absolutely not the way it ended up being.
Yep.
Our kids had to go into junior high before they got their phone. I think they were 13. But, you know, the younger two, I should have waited. And they were the same age, but I still should have waited. Because it is an issue, but it's still our issue. Because anything the government touches, they screw up. Like we were talking about
before the
show.
They do.
Just going back to past government in the 50s, I think the government screws it up.
Yeah.
You know, and it gives parents a reason to go, oh, they handled it. We don't have to.
That's a good point.
Lunchables and Doritos are really bad for kids, too.
Mm. yeah, I'd be okay if we got rid of those and those talkie things.
Oh, man, my kids love those things.
You remember New York?
So gross.
New York banned, like, the big gulps. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get the big gulps. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Now, you can get 48 smalls.
Yeah, it makes me walk. I get my steps in.
I just can't.
I'm not really.
I can't
for it,
really
but,
support
but we
it.
Just see. It's almost like they use us, though. Because like, somebody says, okay, look, we just want to make the war on drugs. And then we'll kind of, part of us on the right will be like, well, you know, big government. Some of the argument against doing away with the making it illegal to have the surgeries that cut kids' parts off, some Republicans voted against him and said it was government overreach. That's a decision for the family. Mm. We're in the twilight zone now. We're no longer arguing about whether or not you can let your kid walk to school or not. That's not the parental choices anymore. Mm-hmm. Now it's what level of destroying your family and your community are we at? I don't know. Struggling. We'll be back.
It's Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader. We're your friendly real estate duo from Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
Are you thinking of selling your home, wondering when the right time is, or where even to begin?
That's where we come in. With our expertise, we guide you from start to finish to ensure a smooth transaction.
From market analysis, professional photography, helping negotiate the best deal for you, and so much more, we've got you covered. So if you're ready to list, give me, Eddie Bader, a call at 334-322-0662.
And me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358. And let us show you why our clients say we turn stressful into successful.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. For Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This is Jonathan with Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville. With all that's changed in the last decade, I really thought that radio advertising was dead, but I was wrong. We opened our store during the pandemic, and we wouldn't have been near successful without advertising on Blue Water. Practically every day, someone comes in for the first time and tells us they heard about Oswalt's on the radio. I highly recommend advertising with Blue Water.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Be more like Amy Beth, going through topic, move through newsy.
You want me to
choose? She set the new bar.
How do you know I wasn't? You weren't here.
Sky said it. A glowing review of all the people called and said
he stayed on topic. It went from topic to topic. It was so much better. It was so news oriented. Oh my gosh.
And that's what we're doing here today. But Allison, go ahead. Who's up next?
She likes news and topics.
I do love news and topics.
I'll be mad at her next week. You're on the list today.
I don't know. I mean, Randall has been on hold.
Okay, boomer.
Here we go. Sky, help me out. Randall's been on hold for an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, but we've kind of passed by his topic, but it's
eating bugs is always
a really tough call.
Is it? Okay, how would you do it, pro?
I would go to Eric the Dog first on this one because he picks up right where we left off.
I concur.
He picks up.
We're more scared of Eric the Dog. Even though Randall. And then you ran Red Top off. Hey, Red Top, you note I was going to you. Sky said no.
That is funny.
I was saving Red Top for you, but okay.
Eric the Dog, well,
you're up.
Okay.
What's up, Eric? How's it going?
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. I would just like to point out that I'm a father, a husband. I contribute to the tax base, and if I can't reach my baby when they're locked up inside that jail, oh no! Please, y'all, we need more money to keep them phones on. Just turn the phones on. Don't make them hide them. Get them chargers. Get them out there. We gotta get those people communicating with society. So we can raise children to better off society. Oh, please, please take it from the heart of this father and worker and husband. I have been trained to do whatever my wife tells me to, so if she's in the kitchen telling me, call that baby, I'm calling him. I don't care about them. I don't care about them phones not being on in there. You call who you got to call, baby. I got to go now because I got to go pay and raise some more taxes for these people so they can keep them phones on. All right, y'all.
Thank you, Eric.
Told you. Adios.
Oh, that's good stuff. Wow.
Let's go to Randall.
Randall. What's
hey.
Up? Hey, buddy.
And the reason that you'll never get the phones out there because y'all all fell for the reason. And y'all was all shouting that we got to do something to our prisons or the federal government going to take them over. They're not safe. There's people dying in there. Oh, my God. So, you know what? Now, all these people saying that the Alabama didn't do right. They didn't step up, so these phones are their only safe. It's the biggest. I mean, y'all got to put over your eyes. The phones ain't coming out there. The federal government is not going to let that happen because of how bad the prisons are down here. And then you take on they snatching kidneys out. What you think, man? And then you put on top of that the federal government wants it to show that prison is a good place, that it's fun in here, and that you can come in here and still take your rap career on. You can still sell drugs. You can come out on top, and you stay. You got a place at night. Everybody's gonna escape you, and there's that gum. there's a freaking, man, there's holes inside them bars. People don't break them because you'll get taught a lesson. That's why prisons are where they are in Alabama, man. Yeah, there's so much money moves through there. Man, our government uses the prison people, they get put in jail on purpose so they can go in there and come out on top. Because somebody like, and y'all can call you little, I mean, I ain't gonna call the name, but he gonna want, you know what I mean? He wants a little trafficking done so he can get somebody on camera. So he goes into jail, he puts a phone in somebody's hand, and they got it. Bam. They got all the information they need right there. And you thought the whole time somebody in prison was doing your dirty work when it was all the whole time it was the Congress using a prison man to do it. Them phones ain't going nowhere. Them phones ain't for the people in jail, for real. I mean, they more people. It's more for the folks on the outside. It's not for the folks on the inside. And then people, man, they've been living in jail their whole life. You think phones, they think, man, that is not what they're for. The phones are put there for the people on the outside to see, come on in, bro. The water warm. And we fell for it. We gave them the excuse to keep the phones in there. Oh, our prisons, we got to do something because the federal government's going to take them over. And then we sit down and y'all.
I'm not worried about that. I won't. If I'm governor, which I'm not going to be, and the federal government, including the court down at what's his name, my favorite judge down there,
which one?
Myron.
Oh,
when Judge Myron decides that he's going to take over the courts, I'm like, boom, here it is. I would send Cam Ward over there with the keys to give them to Myron and say they're yours. Mm. Now he doesn't get any money. And he doesn't get any staff. So he doesn't get to be king over our kingdom. He can be king over his kingdom. And then we'll see how it goes. But that's the thing. I mean, this whole federal government, take this over, take that over, all that kind of stuff. They only take it over with your money and your resources and your staff, and they play God while they get to keep doing their other little job. So, but we never call their bluffs.
Never. What we're going to do, they sitting there telling you, we're going to pant for y'all. And the three people I look up to are sitting here and saying, yeah, we need to let the government pant our kids for us.
We are having a discussion so that people think about it. We're not saying that.
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did. When my daughter started kindergarten, I put a phone in her hand. She had a phone since she was in kindergarten. I taught her how to be on the phone.
On social media or on the phone?
The whole thing, because you can't hide from it. And the thing about this thing that it's going to be adults over 13, let me tell you what happens in the lower class communities that don't have money to buy their kids' phones for their birthdays and Christmas. They get the phone handed down to them that comes in the mail through the government. That can be broke. That can be anything. And guess what? They just post up at a Wi-Fi, that's free Wi-Fi, and they get on it, and it's just like a grown person on it. So you're going to touch your kids off and learning the outside world. But the people who are down there in the gutter that's planning on this, man, you're going to let them have a phone now. Y'all better start. Yeah, you're right. You better think about this because it ain't going to stop what you think is stopping at all. All it's going to do is cut your communication off with your kids and their learning. And you talk about taking the kids out of school and shutting down the schools and the students homeschooling. Well, what you going to do when you need to go take care of something else? You need to leave your kid there on their phone at home because you didn't make it back so they can do a study. They got you right there. And then on plus that gives them a way to backdoor you and they can see what you're teaching your kid. And that's all Katie. Don't let Katie, come on now. We bring the money to Alabama like we sent you up here before they collapse the economy. Get our money down here and quit trying to daggum police us.
I'm actually giving my son a flip phone.
Yeah,
bring him back, baby.
Bring back the flip phone.
And then I'm going to tell y'all something. If y'all want to look up about warnings and stuff, y'all look up Proposition 65. And you're going to start seeing why people are leaving California because the government ran them out because they were actually trying to take care of their people and warn them about the chemicals going in their food. And it was
Thanks, Randall. We got to go. Prop 65. We'll be back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Not sure what to get her for Mother's Day? Give the gift of beauty. Gift certificates are available at William Mason Salon, the only Aveda concept salon in Prattville. Offering world-class hair care, they're an upscale salon without the upscale price. Their stylists are committed to continuing education that keeps them inspired. Show your love this Mother's Day with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Stop by their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Call them at 285-7200 or go to williammasonsalon.com.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit yourasecu.com or stop by and see us today.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big weather changes by the end of the week, but for now, this early summer preview continues. Today, we'll see a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 91. The record, by the way, is 92. Can't rule out an isolated storm somewhere in the area, but the rain chances are very small today and tomorrow. Low tonight down to about 73. Wednesday's high, 93, would tie the record. Showers and thunderstorms become likely by Thursday and Thursday night ahead of a strong front, and then much cooler by Friday night and over the weekend. Highs in the 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't you feel it, girl?
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair is here as well. This story from The Blaze by Daniel Horowitz reminds me of the state of Alabama. And probably a number of red states around the country. So Oklahoma has a new law that requires illegal aliens to leave the state. Despite an unrelenting invasion over 3 years, red states have been slow to strengthen laws against illegal immigration. Some of it might be due to fear of judicial interference, which is a good reason. Much of it, however, is the result of a complicated relationship between most Republican special interest and cheap labor. It was a pleasant surprise when the Oklahoma legislature swiftly passed the toughest anti-illegal immigration bill. Let's see if this will let me see it. Got to switch to... toughest anti-illegal immigration law in the nation, one that fully criminalizes illegal presence within the state and gives the invaders 72 hours to leave. So all that talk about the old HB 56 from years ago when I was in the legislature, it's terrible, it's awesome. This one actually says, hey, you can't be in the state illegally. You got 72 hours. The governor of the state, who is apparently Republican, Kevin Stitt, happily signed it.
With a smile on his face.
That's actually kind of how it says this. Within, not moments, here's the rest of what the bill actually says, okay? First offense, if caught in the state illegally, is a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail and a $500 fine. Subsequent offenses are considered felonies, punished by up to 2 years in prison and a $1,000 fine. In both cases, the offender must leave the state within 72 hours after release from the jail or prison and is not allowed to return. The law passed without a single Republican dissent in either chamber. Republicans control the House 81-20. They have a super duper majority. And in the Senate, 40-8.
Dang.
If enforced, the law would compel offenders to leave the state, whether or not the individual was arrested for committing another crime. It's model legislation for other red states. So it's not that you committed another crime. We catch you in the state illegally, you're out.
That is just...
it's amazingly good.
Amazing.
And here's the problem. Enforcement.
Right.
Kevin Stitt has long been a proponent of illegal aliens, even as he criticizes Biden for his open border policy. As recently as last legislative session, Stitt and his allies were pushing for driver's licenses for illegal aliens. So it came as something of a shock when Stitt signed HB 1456. Oh, look at that. I like that. Fun with numbers. Or maybe not. At the very moment he signed the law, Stitt announced a task force to, quote, explore opportunities for those here contributing to our communities and economy. The executive order established the task force, stipulates House Bill 4156 is not aimed at the honest, hardworking Hispanic or other international migrant populations here chasing the American dream, enhancing our communities, economies, and way of life, and otherwise significantly contributing to Oklahoma's tapestry.
Wait.
So he immediately begins saying, hey, we're not really out against people here illegally. We're just not people who are here illegal being honest.
Man.
It says Stitt's executive order would have the task force find ways to provide essentially every major industry in Oklahoma with cheap labor from the illegal alien population.
What?
Stitt is a perfect example of the lawlessness of certain Republican politicians who speak one way about the border invasion to inveigh against Biden while they act another way to protect cheap labor. They want an endless supply of illegal workers from the third world and are willing to ignore laws while promoting every straw man Democrat talking point about their honest contributions to our way of life, even though every one of them breaks the law and usually steals identities. He says it's a cynical campaign ploy for all these people. It's like in the state of Alabama, HB 56 gives the executive branch and law enforcement a number of ways to deal with illegal immigration, a number of hurdles to be in the state illegally. The point of the bill was to reduce the number of illegal aliens in the state of Alabama. And I don't know how much of that law was ever enforced. So the governor of Oklahoma takes what is now arguably the strongest bill in the country and basically says, I'll sign it, but we're not going to do it.
I mean, that's just like the parent of a toddler.
So you think, how much better off would we be? We have a, what's our workforce participation rate in the state of Alabama?
47%.
47% of the people who can work, work. Now, I hope a ton of that other 50-something percent is stay-at-home moms. I hope they're educating their children, you know, doing the whole nine yards so that we can invest in the next generation. I hope. But if we have more than half of our people not working, what do we need illegal immigration for? What do we need an illegal workforce for? It's not a numbers problem. You know what I'm saying? It's not like almost every American or every Alabamian who can work is working, and we're like, golly, we've got so many more jobs. I need five more guys. That's not what's going on here. We have created a situation where we say, and a lot of these people will say the same thing, that these are jobs that Americans won't do. No, Americans won't do those jobs for what you're paying. Well, Scott, you just want things to be more, you know, more expensive. That's not true either. If you take economics, which I'm sure y'all did, microeconomics, where do you set the price of an item?
What the market will bear.
How many can you sell at a lower price, or how few you can sell at a higher price to give you the most profit? And somewhere in there is the sweet spot, right?
Right.
That's how the market works when you're trying to sell the item. It doesn't matter, like on a house, it doesn't matter if you use the cheapest illegal immigrant labor. It doesn't matter if you use the most expensive legal labor. It doesn't matter if it was expensive illegal labor. You're still selling the house for what you can sell the house for. And what you cut out is maybe some of the profit, but you're not saving the consumer anything. This is another lawnmower thought. When we talk about, oh, well, you know, you can get the cheap toaster, you can get the cheaper house, you can get your yard work done cheaper and all that kind of stuff. No, they're not doing all that stuff cheaper for the consumer's benefit. They're not. They're making more money on their side.
Right.
I'm still paying the maximum amount that they can get out of me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So when all this talk about, oh, we can't get people to do this work, and oh, if they have to do it more, it's going to hurt you, the consumer. You're paying the maximum amount. You learned that in microeconomics. They're charging what makes them the most money. They're just getting to profit more on the labor side. So why are we not doing things to help push Alabamians into the workforce? But oh no, we're trying to bring more people from foreign places to do those jobs, so we can continue to support our people on welfare programs. It is a vicious cycle. But at least we now know that it's not just Alabama. Oklahoma has the same kind of jerk politicians. We'll be back.
You want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore, it's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good morning. Do you have time for lunch today? My treat.
Absolutely. But what's the occasion?
I'm in love with the new 24/7 Express kiosk at Worth Cleaners. The kiosk is so easy to use, and I can drop off and pick up on my schedule. Thank you for sharing that tip with me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have my lunch buddy back.
Have you tried the new Worth Cleaners 24/7 Express kiosk? This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery. Customers love the convenience of dropping off and picking up dry cleaning and laundry on their schedule, day or night, 365 days a year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go to their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall next to the kiosk to aid customers who are first-time users. Give it a try. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. I have discovered that we are making progress. This show.
Sky skeptical.
I have proof of the progress that we are making.
Proof, he says. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a testimony from a listener.
Must be pretty weak-willed because all it took was falling in love with a man, and now I'm like, not really. I mean, I'm a feminist, but like, kind of. I don't really need my maiden name. I don't really need it. I like your last name better anyway. Like, I'll just take that. I know he can do his own laundry. I know that he can clean the house, but I want to do it for him. I want to cook all his meals. I want to make sure he's getting all his whole grains, all his vegetables. I want to make sure he's getting all that protein. He has not asked any of this of me. It just kind of naturally kicks in. Like, these instincts just kind of come out of like, oh, now I have to take care of you when you're sick. Oops, I made you breakfast, and it fits all of your dietary requirements. My bad. I think I got possessed by a housewife. Is that what happened?
What kind of world is this become?
Up is down, so up is up. True.
I'm becoming a woman. I like to take care of somebody and be kind and gentle and nurturing.
Do you remember?
I'm possessed. Help me.
At your bridal showers, being told, you got to train them. Whatever jobs you don't want to do, don't do them. Because if you start doing them,
all these precious little darling women, if you start doing them, he's not going to do them. Got to train them. You're like, I'm just like that girl. Oops.
Yeah,
you take care of outside, I take care of inside.
That's how it goes. What we agreed upon.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. But then sometimes I don't even do the inside.
Thing. I told you, the writing weeks, they're like, oh, you're writing this week. No one has any clothes. Nope. Mm-mm. But you can find the laundry room if you'd like.
You know what I'm really, really, and it drives Jared insane. I'm so bad.
Are you confessing?
At socks.
Me too! Oh my gosh.
You know what to do?
Terrible at socks. They're like, what happened to the socks? I'm like, they came downstairs and somehow they're not here anymore.
No, there is a sock monster. There is that. Because there's always a sock missing.
We are always in sock crisis. Are you serious right now?
The best thing to do is just cull out the socks. Just get rid of your socks.
And get new ones?
Especially for the kids or whoever, and just buy all the same kind,
right?
Same brand, same size, everything at once.
Oh,
so then
Scott.
There's no mystery at matching and finding the other one, and oh, the band on this one's different than this one. Just get all of them the same.
It's Garanimals for adults.
Yes,
they all match.
Yes.
I love
and my
Garanimals.
Wife is like right there, and she did label my suits and shirts and all that when I went to Montgomery.
That is actually such a good idea, because I don't know if what really drives him nuts is that, like, there's some obvious ones that match.
Yes.
And then you get down to the ones that...
The blue and black dress socks?
No. These are white.
The white
like
socks.
Low cut.
Oh, and they've got... One's got a gold toe and one's got the blue toe, but they're exactly the
they
same.
They have different ribbing on
this. Yes.
And, like, I can deal with it. I don't really care. Like, just give me a sock.
That's how I feel.
Jared?
No, he wants them the same.
This did not match.
Yeah, but... Scott, maybe we should save up some money and we should do Scott's thing of just ditch them all. Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that because I brought down a plethora of socks yesterday.
And you can get a whole suite of
black ones. Not really sure what happened here.
And a whole suite of white ones, but all the white and all the black are the same.
Do you know how much less trouble I would be in? Like I got home yesterday. This is how bad it's gotten. Mm-hmm. And Collins kind of does her laundry. You know,
Molly kind of does her laundry too.
But like Jared had taken his laundry basket to Collins and said, I am willing to chance it on her. That's how bad it's gotten.
Do you know about our friends that have the laundry service that we can drop our stuff off in desperate
times? Do they match the socks?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's only in desperate times. But yes, I feel your pain. I get ridiculed at Christmas time. That is the joke, is Mom still doesn't know how to make biscuits.
Just at Christmas?
Well, but that's the only time we're all together.
Oh.
But I'm not good at socks. And I can't match, unless it's like his funny socks, I can match those because I'm looking for them.
Right. They're easy to spot.
But the white socks, the black socks, the high socks, the low socks, the socks with the hole in them, I don't know that they have a hole in them. I'm just trying to put them back together so you'll stop ridiculing me.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he's just counting on Colin's Asian tendencies to come out. And she'll keep it all very organized, very together.
Oh, I'm going to be
all
quiet
the
now.
Socks match perfectly. Is that bad?
Oh, the jokes wrap themselves. Clark, don't go anywhere.